Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
You know, having bad breath can do more than just chase people away. It can signify some other things going on that could really affect your health. My guest is Dr. Richard Price. He is a doctor of dental medicine, a national spokesperson and consumer advisor for the American Dental Association. Welcome to the show, Dr. Price. So let's talk about bad breath. First of all,
bad breath.
You know, it's not all it seems to be, is it?
Well, for the most part, bad breath is not so much a physical problem as a social problem. Think of bad breath as just another body odor, foot odor, underarm odor. And for the most part, we're talking 90% of the problems with bad breath emanates from the mouth itself. Yes, there are some systemic diseases which can cause it, but it's not as, and food you eat can cause it. If it smells going in, it'll smell coming out. But for the most part, bad breath comes from the mouth itself and bacteria in it. And it's controllable.
So you think people, you know, people make such a big deal about it probably being from your intestines, or you're not digesting your food very well, or the acids in your stomach are created. So you think mostly it's really in your mouth.
Let's put that to rest. A sour stomach does not create bad breath. Bad breath does not come from the stomach. There's too many valves in the way. The bad breath comes, that as we're talking about, a halitosis, comes from bacteria in the mouth that produce volatile sulfur compounds, that kind of sandbar smell from hydrogen sulfide, from rotten eggs kind of thing. Now, these bacteria are kind of unique in that they live without oxygen. And it can be, they could be living in a healthy mouth or a mouth that has cavities and gum disease. By the way, get in to see your dentist to be sure your mouth is healthy, because if you have cavities and gum disease, you're giving the bacteria more place to hide. So think about these bacteria. They don't like oxygen, and they're harboring themselves where? On the back part of the tongue. And the back part of the tongue is, most of us have post-nasal drip because there's so many pollutants in the air and we're producing mucus that covers these bacteria. Now, these bacteria, for all their purpose, they're living in Club Med. They've been the back part of the tongue. Nobody's disturbing them. They're not getting oxygen, and they are producing volatile sulfur compounds, which many of us breathe out as bad breath. And it's all treatable.
Now, people say, you know, you should. I'm a tongue brusher. I brush the back of my tongue, and
my
I
kind
don't.
Of woman.
Yeah, well, I don't gag when I do it. My son's looking at me. How can you do that? I gag every time. But you know what? I don't. It doesn't seem to last that long. I like can smell my breath an hour later. Are there any toothpastes when you brush your tongue that actually work for a while?
One of the problems may be the toothbrush is not getting far enough back. A toothbrush is a good thing to use, but there are things hanging in the drugstore shelf called tongue scrapers. Picture kind of a miniature rake, if you will, or a hoe that lets you go really far back and scrape back part of the tongue. Now, I am a gagger. When I first got married, my wife would come running in the bathroom. I'd be brushing my teeth, gagging. You can get over that. Now, among the things that can contribute to bad breath is a dry mouth, because when the mouth is dry, it allows bacteria to stagnate and not be washed away, just like a slow stream allows things to accumulate. And a lot of things will contribute to dry mouth. Medications. There's 200 to 400 different medications, over-the-counter prescription, anxiety medications, heart medications, antidepressants, allergies, that all contribute to a dry mouth. And the drier the mouth, the more chance of having bad breath is why we wake up with sometime with that dragon breath. So, you know, and we're coming into the winter season, and many of us on the north and northeast have the heating systems going, the house gets dry. You may want to consider a humidifier. Keep things moist. Keep the nasal passages moist. You want to moisten things up perhaps by getting one of the saline nasal sprays in your local pharmacy and keeping the passages moist. It's usually a local problem, and it's very treatable.
So one more reason to really keep hydrated and keep, you know, your mouth. Now there's even some things for, you know, people who suffer from dry mouth, you know, that they can rinse with.
By all means, yes. Yes, some people do suffer from it. There are products, and your dentist can direct you to which products there are. Nothing is as good as your natural saliva, but there are artificial salivas. You know, sometimes we'd meet a salesman in the office maybe 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and he or she's been rushing around. The mouth is dry. They skipped lunch. Well, you know, if this is you, then grab a piece of fruit or an apple and freshen up that mouth. Get that saliva flowing.
Wow, so that would really work, is to eat a piece of fruit, do something like, it'll help. Now, what about mouthwashes, mouth rinses? You know, if you're somebody who keeps those sprays around with you, if you suffer from bad breath, or you carry a little Listerine around with you, what is that doing for you?
Oh, that Banaca Blast thing?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's kind of like putting perfume on if you have body odor. You're exchanging one odor for the other. Yeah, it might give you a moment's relief. I would look for mouthwashes that contain perhaps zinc chloride, highly oxygenated mouthwashes. The Listerines, which contain essential oils, may help. But it's not so much that as the elbow grease of scraping the tongue, getting back there and scraping the tongue. Just you know, when you take a shower and you're washing under your arms and in your body, you're not killing bacteria. You're kind of just washing them away and reducing the population of bacteria, because one bug won't cause any problem. It's a bunch of them that will. Well, you can do the same thing by scattering the bacteria using a tongue scraper. And yes, your toothbrush will work. Maybe the back of a spoon will work. Anything that scrapes the tongue far back and get into gag city.
Yeah, and you know, people brush their teeth and then they floss. And I'm always like, flossing stinks. When you flush, that is like the worst smell. I don't know how you dentists put up with it, really. And it smells bad, and that's when you're supposed to brush after, right? Not before you floss.
You know, any way you do it, Melanie, I'll accept it. Now, you just raised a good point, because any food left behind basically starts to ferment in anywhere else but the mouth. Is called garbage. That's where the smell is coming from. The bacteria are working on the stuff producing these odors. The cleaner the mouth, and not just, you know, what we're doing actually is raising oral health to a third level. You know, we have toothbrushes, we have dental floss. And now by getting back in the tongue and cleaning the tongue, we added a third level of oral health, oral cleanliness.
Oral cleanliness, and it's so
now, think
important.
Of this, think of this also. If it smells going in, it'll smell coming out. Garlic, alcohol, tobaccos. This is different than the bacteria-produced bad breath. This is actually odoriferous things that exist in those materials themselves, the garlic. And they'll go in the bloodstream and stay there, being breathed out for hours at a time. So watch the things you eat.
And what about things like asparagus, you know, that makes your pee not smell so good? Does it also affect your breath?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Oh, good. Okay. Because I love my asparagus. Now, very quickly, and just to cover it quickly, there are some serious health concerns in just about a minute. You know, acetone breath, anything that we should really keep, you know, watch on that might signal a red flag?
In and of itself, I'd say no. Yes, more serious illnesses such as diabetes, liver disease, kidney disease, can produce as a side effect bad breath, but this is probably brought under control by a physician. I think before these systemic diseases result in bad breath, they're already creating some problems you're being treated for.
Oh, so that's really good to note, that probably your bad breath is not going to be the first sign of one of these diseases, and that you've probably gotten some other, you know, symptoms that you might have seen a doctor for first. So in the last minute, less than that, give us your best advice for bad breath and dealing with it.
First of all, find out if you have it, and don't be a phobic about it. Ask your local five-year-old. They'll tell you anything. Get in to see the dentist. Be sure your mouth is healthy. Be sure you're taking care of your mouth using American Dental Association approved toothpaste, toothbrushes, things that work. Be sure you're cleaning the whole mouth, and be sure that you can use a tongue scraper to get back in the tongue and clean it thoroughly. If you want to supplement with a rinse, have your dentist direct you to one that'll work. That should sum it up for most people, because you can wake up without dragon breath.
Wow, and you know, just like they do in the movies, they wake up and start kissing, and I'm always going, I cannot even believe that they're doing this. They didn't show them getting up and brushing their teeth after that, but it can happen if you follow Dr. Price's advice of keeping that mouth hydrated and clean and scraping the back of your tongue, and remember, what you're putting in that stinks may come out that same way, and certainly asking any five-year-old, they'll tell you, because I know this, because I'm a parent. You're listening to Radio MD. Remember, you can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, at Your Radio MD, and share with your friends these great shows. Boy, what great information we gave out today. This is Melanie Cole. Keep your breath clean and stay well.